Greg's a proven championship player in various positions. His versatility will be absolutely priceless to us. And to say we beat off a number of clubs is an understatement. We're absolutely delighted. It's been a bit of a long haul getting the guys in and convincing them that you know, this is the right move for them. That obviously we said the right things in the right places. So you know, we were absolutely pleased when we got the call that both of them were going to come and join us. So we're elated with that.
Yeah, a proven championship player, and that seems to have been the theme with a lot of the work you've done so far. Just how happy are you with the additions you've made?
Yeah, the squad now looks to have a little bit of balance to it. You know, I think people were panicking a couple of weeks ago, and we'd not really done a lot of business. And but that's how it worked. You know, last year was, you know, we sat down, you know, towards the end of last season, you know, albeit not quite knowing which division we'd be in, so that was a little bit hairy. But we sat down and we spoke about how we were going to develop and how we were going to use the summer. Obviously, last year was a little bit hurried in terms of the playoffs not finishing until the end of May, early June, and then obviously trying to have a break in between that and get players in. You know, we only really had 4 weeks before we started pre-season training. Towards the end of that season, we didn't know which division we'd be in again. But obviously this year we've tried to be a little bit more measured, a little bit more structured, and not take too many chances. So, you know, the experience we've added to that, to the squad and the nucleus we've got already, we're really, really pleased.
And I sense that experience is going to be as important as ever, because the championship, it's always been difficult for several years now, but this particular season looks like it's going to be incredibly hard.
Yeah, you look at the teams coming down, you look at the teams coming up. I don't believe there's going to be a Blackpool in there. I don't believe there's going to be a club like Wigan that had, you know, ex-Premier League club with a fantastic budget struggling as much as Wigan did. So it's going to be tough. We appreciate that. And that's why making sure the recruitment was right this year was absolutely vital. And we need to give credit to our recruitment staff that have been out there scouring the country. The gaffers worked non-stop over the summer to try and get these guys over the line. And as I say, it's a credit to him. It's a credit to the people in the background that don't always get the credit, that we've managed to convince these guys that Rotherham United is the future for them. And as I say, we're absolutely delighted as a club.
With the new look to the squad and with the sort of the changes you've made, does it sort of refresh this challenge? I remember Steve saying that last year was the biggest challenge, keeping Rotherham in the championship, that he'd personally faced. Does it sort of refresh that now that you've got a new group and you can perhaps look to move on and try and progress off what you did last year?
Yeah, we're trying to evolve as a football club. We're trying to develop into a stable championship football club. And the longer we can stay in the championship, we'll evolve off the pitch, we'll evolve on the pitch. You know, the chairman's talking about improving the stadium, making it bigger. And the longer we can stay in there and keep growing and getting stronger, then it's going to be fantastic and the future looks very, very bright. So this year was absolutely vital. Last year was tough. We had some tough periods. You know, we're used to winning every week, or pretty much every week, and to actually get used to losing and the downs and then the highs, it was a difficult year. But we don't want to go through that again. So as I say, it was absolutely vital. We had chats long into the night about the type of players and who we wanted, and that was a constant theme of people that have been there. They've seen it, they've done it, they're versatile. And but they've still got that little point to prove. It might be that they've been out injured, or their face didn't fit with a particular manager, and things like this. So rather than just get players in that played a lot of football, the ones that still have got a point to prove and a little bit of hunger in there as well.
People like Ledesma, just to give an example, was very very highly rated by other football clubs, and you managed to bring him here. So when you're sort of doing that kind of business, do you think there's a danger from other teams that they may underestimate Robert?
Oh no, I mean the feedback I've had alone, I mean, and I know the gaffer's had the same, and he's had calls off championship managers saying, "Well, how did you do that? Wow, you got him. You spending, where's this money come from?" And it's certainly not about the money. You know, the chairman is very, very good to us, but we do have a budget in place and we do have to stick to that. And what we've tried to do this year, we probably had a squad where there was a number of players that weren't really going to feature, and we had to scrap about and put people in we really weren't sure about and maybe took a punt on. And but this year, no, we're going to have a streamlined squad. There's going to be probably light on numbers in terms of, you know, might be 21, 22, but they'll all be players that are ready to come into the first team and play week in, week out. And so there'll be nobody sitting in the stand. There won't be five or six sitting in there with no chance of playing, getting disillusioned, getting, you know, down as you would, and frustrated. So we'll have a streamlined squad that everybody pulls together in the same direction. Everybody's capable of playing.
Is there anybody from the existing squad that has returned to pre-season and looked particularly sharp that's maybe caught your eye?
No, I wouldn't want to single anybody out in particular because they've all came back and they've all done their work. You know, as you know, and we mentioned Paul Warren a lot. You know, when we talk to you guys, I know he's done a great job over the summer keeping the boys. And it's not like when I played Rob where you went to pasties and pies and, you know, you went to Magaluf for 2 weeks and drunk what you want and ate what you want and bloody English breakfast and all that. It's not like that anymore. It is for me, but obviously not for the boys. But no, they come back. They're athletes now. They're professionals. They have a programme to do throughout the summer. It's important that they have a couple of weeks downtime and, you know, they spend a bit of time with their family and have their holidays. But after that, they've got a programme to do. And to be fair to all the guys, they've all come back looking very, very trim and putting me to shame.
I know that Steve wanted to get most of the squad sorted before he went to Scotland. Is there much else that you need to do? Is there a lot of work still to be done, or do you think it's just maybe two or three more now?
Yeah, I think it's probably, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say there's five or six more coming in because I've already just spoke about it'll be a quite a streamlined squad. But no, there is still a bit of work to do. We've not seen a lot of the gaffer around the training ground. He's been busy on the phone. He's been busy at the stadium. He's been busy here, there and everywhere, meeting players, etc., and agents. And it is a long process. I mean, Greg Oldford, we've met three or four times to manage to convince him because he had so many, you know, good options for him. So that work will continue. Hopefully we'll have another bit more business before we go to Scotland, but you never say never. You know, things pop up and you get CVs, you know, coming through the post and emails, you know, and you think, oh, that might be interesting. So it's still an ongoing process, and as I say, there's still a little bit of work to be done on recruitment.